five health trusts holding five meetings in five venues across Northern Ireland, but with one common objective: to share plans on how to save the health service £70 million. But where are these savings likely to be made? I asked Dr. Michael McKenna, a GP in West Belfast, for his views.
Nothing good for patients is probably the bottom line. 70 million is a huge amount of money that's been taken out of the system. And it is very likely that we will see that this money will come out from the front line, because that is where it can be taken from in the most direct and in the easiest way.
Dr. McKenna says it's very interesting that the public is being consulted on cost-saving measures.
Whether or not it will actually mean that the public will make a difference to what might happen to that, I don't know. Well, I hope it will capture the public imagination, and hopefully there will be a good turnout from the public, because my concern is that the majority of people will be absolutely and totally blissfully unaware of what it might mean for them on a day-to-day basis, you know, in terms of the delivery of healthcare.
But what do members of the public think? I spoke to some outside the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast.
Public should have more of a say. It's the public who are paying for it and the public who are using it. We need to decide where our money's going and what it's being used for.
It affects us. It affects all our rights and access in the health service, so it affects everybody, and therefore they should know what the proposals are before they're inflicted.
I think the public should have a say, but I have no idea where the savings. I don't know enough about the administration or running of the health service to give a comment on that, but I think the public should be involved in the consultation.
I don't always approve of the type of people that go to these sort of meetings.
Definitely, we're paying the taxes, so we should be involved where our tax money goes, you know, and there's two floors here lying empty at the minute, and people can't get beds.
Are they not involved anyway, through their own doctors, through whatever? I think the health service is very good here, and I wouldn't feel the need to go to meetings. I feel I'm looked after, and I'd be confident in my own doctors.
I can't see them actually listening. I think it's all just smoke and mirrors.
We need to know what's happening, but I don't think they'll listen to us anyway. I think the government decides what they want to do with the money, and it's out of our hands. We don't get a say.
Where do you think those savings could be made?
Sack the politicians and get the money off them, because they're doing absolutely nothing at the minute in Stormont.
I don't know where they would save it, because it's on the brink of collapse at the minute.
If they had the waiting lists brought down, and instead of having unused wards and unused parts of the hospital just go into rot and ruin, why not open those and bring more doctors and more nurses in to facilitate those? There'd be less pressure on teams to work overtime and to work on sociable hours, so therefore they're going to save in wages long term.
Do they have that long term plan in place?
No, that's the problem. It's not proactive, it's reactive, and that's where I think a government lets us down.
But will the public realistically have an input into how money is saved? Professor Deirdre Heenan from Ulster University was one of the authors of the Transforming Your Care report into modernising the health service. She feels it's unlikely.
I think this process, whilst it's called public consultation, it's more about informing the public as to how these cuts are going to be made. In many cases in health and social care, there are only a number of areas where short-term cuts can be made. And it is likely that those cuts will be made in areas such as domiciliary care, elective surgery, prevention programmes and workforce. In Northern Ireland, we're in a political vacuum with political parties blaming each other for the failure to form an executive. However, successive governments in Northern Ireland have displayed a shocking lack of long-term health and social service planning, failure to look ahead, to address workforce issues, to invest in health and social care, means that radical changes are needed to make the system sustainable. We have had umpteen report after umpteen report largely saying the same thing. We know what we need to do in Northern Ireland. We just seem unable to work out how to do it. What we need is a long-term, probably 10-year, sustainable strategic plan for our health and social care system.
The public meetings will take place at 12 noon today in Knockbracken Healthcare Park, the Ulster, Craigavon, Antrim area and Old McGelvin hospitals.